welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. I'm your host, Michael Bozzi. Glad that you could join me today. Continuing on in the social media strategy, where I'm sort of going platform by platform, strategy by strategy, for each of the major platforms and strategies to try to help you decide whether or not this is a good thing for you and your business. Today's topic is Twitter ads for business. Now, I've already covered ads in a number of different episodes. So that's been, let's see, Facebook ads, did one on that a couple weeks ago. Instagram ads, covered that a little bit in the Instagram for Business episode, but then also as a part of the Facebook ads post. And then in my episode on Pinterest, I also covered a little bit about ads in that one too, because I've had some good luck with Pinterest ads so far at least. But today let's talk about Twitter ads. Using Twitter ads is one of my favorite strategies. I've been having a lot of great luck with it recently in particular, and I feel like when you're looking to get reach, to be put in front of an audience that you don't know yet, I feel like Twitter is one of the most effective of all the different ad sets. As I've said before, I feel like Pinterest is doing pretty good, especially early on, just in that they're trying to make this really worthwhile. But still, I feel like Twitter is a better bargain than Facebook ads, and I'll get into that here. First, let's begin with some starting principles of ads in general. First, awareness is always the first step in the customer journey, right? When they're learning about your brand, they've got to be aware of it in order to take an action with you, right? So social media can help you with awareness, but sometimes it helps to get a boost in cutting through the noise, right? And Twitter ads can be a great strategy for that. All right, second principle is that this is the means to reach a wider audience, right? That's what this whole awareness thing is about. And what Twitter's really good at is reaching beyond the audience that you already have. So the important factor here is to treat this like it's a first impression, because it is. And that means the ad has to be really, really, it has to be a promise, right? And when you get them to come back to your site, you are going to have to make sure that you come through on that promise with really, really good content. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. The third principle is that ads are always a numbers game. You have to fill the funnel, if you will, with, you know, thousands of views and then get a very, very small click-through rate and be okay with that. And then try to convert some of them. Now, be realistic, because this is the way it works, right? This is just, there's no way of getting around this. You have to get used to the fact that you're going to have a small click-through rate. And, you know, most businesses know this, especially the ones who are experienced with ads. But if you're new to this, just, this is something that you need to get used to right up front. Now, I just want to do some level setting up front. Running ads is not some miracle cure for a bad product. It's never going to fix that, right? And by the same token, it's not bad marketing either if you stick to your core principles of providing value first without the expectation of something in return. You're just trying to build awareness. Now, the cool thing is that you can do this at scale now. Now, in the one-to-one world of, in the past, this was impossible, right? The great thing about today's ads in social is that it's not that expensive. Could small businesses like yours and mine afford a TV ad or a spot on the radio or underwrite a radio station or NPR? You know, maybe the best we could do was put an ad in the local paper. And even if you do that, all it's doing is putting it in front of people who are, you know, certain not to care, right? When you just spray stuff out to an audience that's indifferent, it's not a good use of your time and money, and honestly, it's not a good use of that audience's attention. At least with social, you can do better targeting and get it in front of people who at least might care. That's an incredible improvement right there. Now, speaking of ads, here's one from our sponsor that I hope will be of interest to you. Okay, back to the show. Now, we connect over content in the digital world, and ads are about content, just like anything else in content marketing. So the thing to keep in mind is that there are two components to any ad. There's the ad itself and then the landing page, right? So the ad itself is going to be the text of the ad, the offer, the image that's going to lure people in to click through. And I always say, treat this like it's a promise, right? It's a promise to this person that you're meeting in this awareness stage, and it needs to be highly optimized if you're going to get that click, right? That's what you're trying to do, is get a click back to your site. It's got to be optimized. Now, that second thing is the landing page. So once they do click, what's waiting for them on your site, right? You made that promise in the ad, and now you've got to come through on that promise. So, for instance, are you sending people to a specific landing page? Look, that would be the best strategy, right? Because you can customize it to that particular audience. It could be to another page on your site, that's fine, or a blog post that you're particularly proud of. Like, any of these things are reasonable to do a Twitter ad on. That's all fine. As long as the user feels like it was worth it to click through, then really you've succeeded, right? They're on your site and they're happy that they clicked. Great. Now they're on your site. So what do you want them to do? Do you want them to subscribe, to read the next post? Is it some other action? Do you want to try to push them into a sale? You know, my rule of thumb here is try to think of an action that's not asking too much. Especially if you're in awareness stage, which I said from the start here, you don't want to just come right out and ask for the sale. It's better to try to build the relationship first, right? That's what content marketing is all about. Build up enough trust. And this process is going to take longer, right? Trust doesn't happen overnight. So work on with this ad. Remember, it's awareness first. Let them get to know you a little bit. Let them get to start to like you and trust you. We're still in the awareness stage here, so just keep that in mind. All right, let's talk about how you get started with Twitter ads. Now, Twitter makes this really easy, and they're trying to drive a lot of people to do this. So they're even giving away ad credits. I think I got something like it was either $100 or $200 in ad credits to start with. And if you didn't get this option from Twitter, ask them. Why not? They certainly gave it to me, and I use them, and occasionally I do this for clients as well. Gives you a nice little runway to try this out and not feel like you've spent money while you're still in experimental phase. So that's good. Now, I've run them on both personal and business accounts, and guess what? They both work great. The cool thing about Twitter is that it really doesn't matter how much of an audience you have to start with. The Twitter guys are just data hounds, and they're putting these things in front of people who fit the audience that you want to hit. So in other words, it doesn't matter who you're connected with, how big your account is, how many followers you have. They're really getting this out there, and that's why you're going to want to do this in the first place, right? Now, I'm not going to cover a lot of the how-to in setting up and running your ads. What I really want to do is just stick to the strategy here and, again, help you decide whether or not this strategy of Twitter ads is a good one for you and your business. So let's talk about some of these, what I call starter strategies for Twitter ads, right? There are two strategies that I would recommend, especially if you're just getting started. The first one is a quick promote, and the second one is Twitter ads, or also called Twitter cards. Let's talk about the first one, the sort of promote tweet or a quick promote. Here's how I usually handle this. One, go to Twitter Analytics. You can find this, just click your profile in the top right-hand corner and find your top tweets and sort them by best performing. And you'll see the one that's done the best at the top over the past 30 days or whatever. You can customize that. But what you're looking for here is a tweet that's already performed great on its own. Since you know the content was a hit, you know that folks have liked this better than your other tweets, so that's great, right? That's a good indicator that the content is good, it's hitting the mark for the audience, you got a bunch of engagements or click-throughs, awesome. No sense wasting money on content that can't travel on its own, right? So pick your top performing tweet and then give it a boost. Just pick the option when you do for link clicks, because look, Twitter's going to get you a ton of impressions until people click the targeted number of times. And the cool side effect here is that you're going to get likes, you're going to get retweets, you're going to get follows. All that's great, but always go for the click back to your site. That's the best way to spend money on Twitter ads. Now, as a side note, just as a little strategy here, make sure that before you do this, you pin a really good and relevant tweet to the top of your stream. That's the next place that people are going to look. Remember, we're in the awareness stage, right? So they're going to see the ad, and then if they click through to you, they're going to see your profile and maybe a little description of you with your picture. And then what's the next thing they're going to look at? The top tweet in your stream. So if you pin one to the top of the page, that's going to help you out, right? This is, you know, you're going to be meeting a lot of new people. It's their first time at your page, right? So give them something that you think will be worthwhile to them and that will speak to them. And I get much, much better results with Twitter ads when I do this. Now let's talk about the second strategy, which is the ads themselves, or they're also called Twitter cards. And frankly, I like these a little bit better because, you know, these really have the chance to go beyond that audience that you already have. And I feel like, you know, these take a little bit more planning up front, but they get you more reach, which is generally what I'm going for with this, trying to get in front of people who don't know me yet. Now the quick promote tweets that I just mentioned, they might be clicked by your existing audience. In the testing that I've done, it's hard to tell. It looks like some of those folks can see that too, because it's just taking that tweet and promoting it. But it looks like the ads really go beyond that. And to me, like I said, if you want to expand the pool of folks that you're delivering this to, then take the time and set up the ad. So here's what you do. Rather than just a quick promote, you're actually going to go to ads.twitter.com. And there's a few different options that you can choose. There's three: followers, website clicks, tweet engagements. Which one do you think I'm going to choose, right? Website clicks. That's the best one, in my opinion, strategically. Yes, you can try to grow your audience and followers, but look, you know, just having a lot of followers, who cares? That's not what you're going for. Getting you more followers will certainly help. And the third one, getting tweet engagements, like getting retweets and all that, are fine. But, you know, that's not going to help you monetize. And like I said, when you're going for website clicks or conversions, you're going to get the followers. You're going to get the tweet engagements anyway. So don't pay for those. Pay for the website clicks. Next, select which category best describes your website. So they give you two levels. So for instance, for me, I would choose business and then marketing. And you just select the ones that you need to there. And then you get into selecting your audience and targeting. Do not skip this step, because it's one of the things that's, you know, super powerful about running any social ads. And with Twitter ads in particular, they really let you fine tune this, which is very, very cool. So of course you're going to pick, well, I shouldn't say of course, but you're most likely to pick United States, pick any gender, languages in English. All right, then there's keywords, and this is a really great feature of Twitter ads in particular, and I think they do this better than any of the other ad platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. And look, it's no surprise that Twitter's great at keywords, hashtags, and listening tools, right? They have a lot of things that can sort of measure different things about the tweet. So in other words, they're sort of reading them and responding to them. Let me explain what I mean. There's a cool feature here where you can select a box that says filter out tweets in which keywords are used with negative sentiments. Now think about this. This is so cool, right? So this is going to look for those folks who have responded favorably to what your tweet is about. And it will eliminate the folks. It will not deliver the ad to folks who have talked about this particular topic with a negative sentiment. This is awesome and really powerful. Also, just don't forget, while we're talking about keywords, to add hashtags just like you would with any other tweet. Context is key to the audience. So think about this. When they see something with a hashtag that they already follow, they're more likely to click. And if you're trying to connect with them, why wouldn't you do that? Next up, a really important thing too, which is to add interests. This right here allows you to go beyond just the keywords. You can also add what's called tailored audiences. In other words, you can add a list of Twitter followers that you already have, if you like. So for instance, you may have a bunch of folks that you connect with. You have them on a list. You can put that list in there, which is very cool. So you can target it only to them to make sure that they see them. What a great feature that is. Or here's another one, that you can actually target prior visitors to your website. Seriously, that's really, really powerful. And Twitter allows you to do that, which is cool. Now, another thing, you can add behaviors, and Facebook is also good at this, but Twitter allows you to key in on particular behaviors exhibited. So, for instance, business travelers, do-it-yourselfers, technology early adopters, pet care buyers, college basketball fans. Look, whatever is appropriate for your audience, and they do a good job at offering a lot of different choices for you to pick from here. And, you know, you're going to put limiters on targeting too. So for instance, for me, I'll always, since my audience, you, is, you know, folks who are either solo entrepreneurs or running very small businesses, you know, I'll put limiters on it. So when I run an ad, I'll say no big companies. So company size, I click more than 100 employees and I limit that audience. I get rid of them, right? Or no old companies too, since a lot of the stuff that I'm using are sort of new techniques, right? So I'll pick company age. Anyone more than 10 years old, I cut them out. And that's not to say that those folks couldn't benefit as well, but just when we're trying to get hyper-targeted, you know, you want to try to go for the ones who are most likely. And yes, those are sort of a blunt hammer, but you get the idea that you can start to put those limiters on it so you'll eliminate people that will see it. And of course, that makes your ad a lot more efficient as it's running. Now, you'll create the ad or a Twitter card, or you can select one that you've already created, which is a nice feature. You can save one and then run it again later. And then you publish the tweet, right? It is just a tweet. It's going to say promoted on it. That's fine. Now, Twitter says that you can get better results by including 5 to 6 different tweets in a campaign. But honestly, I haven't really tried that. I feel that, you know, given my uses for this, for me, for my clients, I feel like I really haven't had to. My goal has been to get some one-off awareness usually, but, you know, I could see that working, a coordinated campaign with 5 or 6 different tweets. Give it a try. I feel like if you had a dedicated social media arm to your company, why not? And maybe I'll try it at some point, but I really haven't done that. I feel like just doing one has gotten me great results so far. So if you're just starting out, I think that's probably fine. All right, but you're not done. You got to click launch. And then, you know, you can save your work and come back to it as well, which is a nice feature. But one other thing I should mention before clicking launch is the budgeting, right? You should experiment with this. I found value in even some very low-cost campaigns, $10, $15, you know, just these little starter campaigns. You don't have to spend a lot of money with these ads. I mean, really, $5 a day, $10 a day for a few days. Right? And you're going to learn something as this thing runs. You could watch the data in real time, which is awesome. And after a few churns on this, after you iterate a couple times, you're going to find out something about the ad, right? Or not, right? And you keep doing this. And like I always say, as you're treating this with an experiment, you want to try to isolate each variable if you can. I'm going to try to find out what in particular is working or what in particular is not. Is it the content, the image, your call to action? You know, is it what is it that is either making the thing work or not? So try different things with different variables, but try to isolate one variable at a time so that you can see what difference that it made. You know, make the change, observe, and then iterate. And what you're trying to do here with ads, if you can, it's not just get awareness and then you're done with it. You're trying to find the lever, or what I call a lever, right? The thing that's going to actually, you know, convert and connect, right? So if the ad works, you now have this lever. So suppose you spend $25 on a Twitter ad, and then you can track that it results in $100 in product sales, and you can actually attribute it a direct link from the ad spend to your sales. Now, this lever, you're going to want to really pull on that lever because you know, you have confirmation that this thing works, right? And now it's safe to put in, you know, an investment of not just $100, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's $200, $300, whatever it is, because look, this thing's paying off at 4x the investment. Everything you do should be iterating until you get to that point. So that's just sort of the way that I think about it. Start low until you can find the lever that that you can pull over and over again. Now just think about your goals. You know, with any Twitter ad that you run, always make sure that the goal is to get people back to your website. Again, your website is the hub of any content strategy that you're on, and that's what you want, right? Get them on your site. And of course, like I said before, make sure that it's really good content when they arrive there. And if you get some likes out of this, great. You know, get some retweets out of that, great. All that's fine. But the content is really important. And of course, I'm going to say that as a content guy. But, you know, look, if we're optimizing for clicks and conversions, getting people to your site, make sure that the content's really compelling. You know, try to be objective or put it in front of a colleague or someone else that you trust, right? In other words, if this ad was presented to you, would you click the ad? If the answer is no, then you got some more work to do, right? And here's the thing. I mean, is it clear in the ad what will be there once the user does click? And if that's not clear, then you have what I call friction on the click. That's going to be a problem. That means you're going to lower your click-through rate. And obviously, you don't want that. And then, of course, on the other side, like I mentioned before, when someone clicks through to your website, do they know what to do right there? I mean, look, just because you're running an ad doesn't mean that you abandon the principles of content marketing. Look, this is all about trust building. This is your handshake. It's your first impression. We're going for awareness, so you know it's a new audience. So just make sure that you're coming through on that promise that you made, and then it's a good experience when they get there. Those are just the considerations that I would recommend as you're trying to build these things out and trying to gain new audience with Twitter. Now, I hope that you find that to be helpful. I think I'll leave it right there. What do you think? Do you think that Twitter ads could work for you? Or, you know, have you used them before? Have you found them to be helpful to your business? How do they compare to using Facebook ads or Instagram ads? Have you tried Pinterest ads? I mean, I want to know if this is actually helpful to you. These little overviews, Twitter and the others. I mean, have I left anything out? Is there anything else that that you want to know? Any questions? Let me hear from you. I like all the comments that I get from you guys via Twitter and on the comment section on my site. Look, you got so many options now to get the word out. And Twitter is just one of my faves for a little boost to the awareness stage. And I hope that you'll find that to be the case as well. So if you found this to be valuable, do me a favor and go and give me a rating or a review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. Otherwise, I'll be back with another episode. I think the next one's going to be on Facebook groups as a part of this series. One of my favorite soft touch strategies, underused by a lot of businesses and can be really powerful. So make sure that you subscribe in iTunes or on my site so that you'd be notified when that one's ready. And that'll about do it. So thanks again for your attention. Always appreciate it. We'll see you next week.